All right, welcome back to the Dadly Podcast. This is Andrew.
I'm Jake.
And we are glad that you guys are listening in this week. We have a little bit of a change of plans from what we were going to record this week. We had told you that we were going to record a little bit about going deeper in our relationship discussion that we had started earlier on this a couple months ago, I think it was. But we're going to actually do a little deviation from that plan and talk about something else. So we'll introduce that in a little bit. Actually, we're going to let our wives talk about it instead because it's something they recorded. But we did want to take some time just to share how our weeks were going and get you guys caught up on that before we hand it over to the gals again so that they can cover for us because we've had some technical challenges with our recording.
I'm struggling on my end with internet problems.
We do this recording remotely from two different sides of the state, which is really cool and a huge blessing to be able to do. But sometimes we run into these kind of challenges and it feels like it's been a little bit more frequent than we would like recently. So if you're someone out there who prays and you like what you're getting, we would appreciate your prayer and thought in that as we continue to try to figure it out.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I'm actually at home and Andrew is actually getting good Wi-Fi in a McDonald's right now.
Yes, McDonald's is hooking me up. I got a chocolate shake, and I'm loving it. Ding. That's like one of their taglines, I'm pretty sure.
That was very well delivered.
They didn't pay me to say that, but they did give me a good chocolate shake, and I'm happy, so I'm loving
it. Yeah, they're giving you good Wi-Fi, and my Wi-Fi stinks.
Yeah, I'm going to update all my apps while I'm here, too. Just do it all really fast.
Take advantage of McDonald's Wi-Fi.
Yep. Thank you, McDonald's. Well, dude, I want to hear how your week has been going and just share a little bit about that.
Sure. So right now, the things that have been really exciting for me is just Sully has started to do this downward dog pose. For those of you that don't know, it's a yoga pose.
Oh, yeah.
And you are only your hands and feet are touching the ground. And it's so fun for me. Because it means he's so close to crawling and so close to, like, standing and so much stronger.
Yeah.
It's just so cool when he props himself up like that and he keeps doing it. He is, like, so close to just taking off across the floor. Like, all the time, he's just right there. What else? Oh, yeah, and his wrinkle grin. Sully's been doing this little grin where he wrinkles his nose and we don't know where it came from. But he'll, like, do it to us. He'll do it to other people, and it's super cheesy. And it was getting Laura and I talking, like, is he doing this because, like, we didn't do it, so where did he learn it? Or did he just do it, and he got a positive reaction, continued? And then Laura's mom said that she did the same grin. So it makes me wonder, is this, like, a genetic thing?
Did it skip, like, a generation?
It's weird. So either way, that's been, like, for me personally, has been really, really fun to just watch Sully do both these things. Like, just see his personality start to come out a little more, have him be a little bit of a sass. And I'm really excited to have him crawl. But I also understand that the second that happens, it's going to make my life a lot more difficult.
Yep, get the gates out.
I know, because right now it's like I literally can plop him down. And as long as I make sure he has a pretty good radius, he can't grab anything. But that isn't going to last much longer.
Dude, Everly is moving around like a crazy woman right now, and it is a challenge.
Yeah, it's like, I'm so excited for it, but I'm imagining you are already in this boat, but it's like, that's going to add such a big stressor.
Oh, it's both really amazing, and it is a fairly stressful ordeal. We have stairs in our house, so we are worried about that constantly.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Andrew? How's your week going?
Well, we had this long bout of traveling that we just kind of got back to. So this week was our first week back at home for the whole week. And I know for me, that was a blessing to just have a little normalcy to life. And for Everly too, and Alicia to have that normalcy in life was really great. So that was a blessing to my soul. And I think to theirs as well. We love time at grandma's house and other places too, but it was good to be home and kind of have that. Along with that, we got a stretch of good weather finally. We had a long run of like 40 degree days up here, like in June, we're talking about. And it was just, it sucks the life out of you. And so we had a few sunny 70 degree, 60 degree days. And we basically did not go inside the whole day. We had the pool. We blew up the kiddie pool. She was playing in that. It was just fun to be a family outside for once after a long stretch inside.
You have to take advantage of that. I mean, you guys have been suffering.
Yeah, it's a long journey to get some good days in a row, and hopefully we'll get some more on the way here. So one of the things, the dadly difficulties, if I can coin that phrase, is I've been trying to change Everly's diaper, and it's like trying to put a diaper on a fish. It's insane. Like, what? She is so mobile, and I think she just, the world is her oyster right now. Everything is amazing. So I lay her down on the diaper changing table, like, 1 second, she's ready to, like, launch off the side of the table. And it's like, are you kidding me? And I'll be honest, it's been hard to not get really ticked off because this simple task all of a sudden is taking like way, way longer than it needs to. And then in the meantime, and this is probably every parent has had this experience and they're all going, yeah, I've been there. They're all like mad. She's mad at me for the whole process being a long process when she wants to eat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, this is your fault. You're the one who's being dumb.
Yeah, it's so annoying when they do that. So Sully's not that bad, but that's pretty funny. Honestly, does she – have you ever, like – you guys ever change her not in the diaper changing table, but, like, just on the floor somewhere?
That's what I started – I just took her and just laid her down in her crib and just changed her in her crib because I was like, I just got to switch the venue because this is annoying.
If she's clean, have you ever let her just kind of flip and lay there for a minute and just, like, shake your head at her little naked butts there and you're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Essentially, that's what I've just been doing now. I'm like, fine, if you want to sit there on your hands and knees naked, go for it. I'm just going to wait.
See, I got scolded once when I did that with Sully. I remember who scolded me. But I was like, he's not that bad. That's funny, though. I mean, babies are ridiculous.
It's just so – the part that just gets me is that somehow it's my fault that this is going wrong.
Oh, she's mad at you. Yeah, she wants to
eat. When you're doing, like, the bullet twist –
yeah, they do a weird twist, and that's the thing, is like you're trying to put the diaper on, you can't really because half their butt's out in the air.
Okay, so just today alone, I took off one diaper upside down, I put one diaper on upside down, and I had a crying, annoying baby. Not the diaper, she was upside down. The diaper went on the right way, but I just said, screw it, I'm putting it on her while she's on her knees.
That's impressive.
So I just put it on by faith. And got it pretty well lined up, so I was happy. But I got a little hot. I'm a little hot about this.
See, I kind of hold Sully down a little. He gets pretty mad when I do that, though.
That's what I was doing, and I felt like I got to a point where I didn't like the amount of force that I was having to exert. And so I kind of have been trying to walk that line of healthy, appropriate parenting control versus – like not anything more than that.
Sure. I mean, I think, yeah, that's helpful though. I'm trying to think about Sully, like, yeah, that makes sense. Pay attention. Cause like I haven't had to use excessive, like really hold him down yet. But I mean, as he gets stronger and bigger and keeps flopping, that could be a big issue.
She is super strong. I almost couldn't hold her down with one hand without like really exerting a lot of force down. And then if I do that, it doesn't really go well anyway because she just gets really mad then.
Yeah, because you're restraining her and she wants to move.
And then the minute that I lift my hand up, if I have to, because I have to get the diaper on the other side of her bum.
Yep.
She's going to go shooting out of there like a rocket all coiled up.
So. Oh, yeah, she's going to try to jump off that table.
Yeah. I feel like I mixed a rocket metaphor with like a springboard metaphor there. But
I think it people
get the point.
I follow you. I got you.
So that's been the most difficult dad thing this week is just, girl, I just want to change your diaper and let us both get on with our day, but you are not making it easy on me.
Stay still.
Oh, it doesn't matter what kind of diaper either. Like I've done disposable and reusable and it's a challenge no matter what. So
they're both frustrating.
I've tried giving her things to hold, all the list. If you guys got, I'm sure everyone's gone through it, so I don't know if there's anything other than just hoping that she stop someday. But if you got some advice for me, that would be great.
Yeah, good luck.
I try to distract her, whatever. Apparently, you can't talk logically because it doesn't seem like she just gets the logic part.
I'm pretty sure that isn't going to work at this stage in her life.
So, oh well. Yep, that's what I got. That was the most challenging thing this week, and I'm hoping... Oh, on a fun note, though, we were talking about crawling.
Yeah?
So, first off, she does crawl now. Like, okay. Actual crawl, not the army crawl, but not always. But anyway, just on the army crawl part,
yeah,
she's gotten very adventurous. The other day, I set her down by the front door, which is just down the stairs from the upstairs where our bedrooms are.
Gotcha. Kind
of like wake up in the morning of the day, set her down, sat down on the couch. She's playing with her toys. And then I walked into the kitchen and I was just like doing some dishes where I could like look down and see her down the way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing dishes. And this is another one of those parenting things everyone probably has. I turn around, wash a dish, turn around. She's in the kitchen. And I'm like, what the? And then I turn around, do another dish. She went through the kitchen to the back hallway, down the ramp, the back hallway, out to the right to the back bathroom by the back door, which is kind of like a mudroom area.
Yeah.
So she had, in the time I had been doing like a few dishes, she had went the entire length of our essentially like rectangle house, just all the way from one end to the other, turned around when she got to the end and figured out it was a dead end, came back to the kitchen and hung out in the kitchen with me.
See, it's cute, but as you're describing it, or the way you described it, it sounded more like a horror film to me.
Because it was kind of she could have stabbed me in the back, for sure.
Yeah, because every time you turn around, the baby just miraculously moves closer. And then you know, like... Well, seriously, sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, so... I enjoyed it because I just thought it was an impressive feat of strength for that size of a human being.
Yeah, she's not that old.
Go all the way there and all the way back. Yeah. So, way to go for her. That was a long distance effort. But at the same time, I'm a little scared she's like sneaking up on me now.
It's only going to get worse as she gets
older. I know. That's when they start coming in your bedroom and you're trying to sleep and things. And oh boy.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that part.
Look out.
Nope.
Well, that's a little bit about our weeks. I hope you guys are enjoying hearing a little bit about that and seeing the kids grow. We'll throw some pictures up along with the...
Oh, yeah.
How the week was going. If you saw last week, we had some great pictures to show a little bit about our favorite items and other things like that. So we're going to let the girls share a little bit about a topic that they were talking about, which is technology and how they've seen it affect their lives. And then also how they see it affecting the future generations as well. This was recorded at the kitchen table as well, so you get that feel as you listen to it. And then we'll come back and share some items that we love and wrap it up.
I'm looking forward to it.
Here's the ladies.
But it's so funny to watch people on dates these days. Like,
yeah.
They didn't seem to be talking to each other.
Really?
All that much, no. Yeah. And I noticed that a lot. And I know Andrew and I do it too. Not as much anymore, but like when Andrew and I worked together.
Sure.
And we would go out to dinner, sometimes I would feel like, what do we talk about? I'm just hungry.
Yeah.
And all I can think about is where's my food. But
especially when you're pregnant.
That's true. I don't know. They didn't seem to be minding too much.
No.
Every time I looked over, it didn't seem like they were like getting interrupted because they were in deep conversation.
No.
It was just kind of like sitting there ordering their like funny tiki drinks one after another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Okay. But they weren't on their phones.
They weren't.
I give them.
Yeah, I do give
credit
them that for sure. For sure.
That's a huge step.
That is a big step.
Yeah, because you like look around and everybody is on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a little depressing and convicting because, you know.
Yeah.
Probably I was on my phone too, but.
Yeah.
One time we were in China. This is totally off the topic, but we were in China. We were in a train station and we looked around. I mean, there's hundreds if not thousands of people around. Every single person was on their phones. And that includes the tiny children 1 year old, you know, watching a show on the iPad or whatever. all the way up to like 90 years old. They were mm-hmm. on their phone, every single one. It was crazy.
I mean,
it's not just a China thing, but yeah, that's definitely a huge phenomenon, and I wonder how that will affect our children. Like, that could be a good topic to talk about, too.
Everly wants to eat my phone.
Yes.
All the time, which is interesting because she's not really interested in the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes, if I just want her to, like, sit on me and cuddle and be still, sometimes I'll, like, try to show her the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Bad mom moment, whatever. But she's not interested in the screen. She just wants to, like, put the corner of the phone in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, it's a good size to chew on.
It is. It's perfect size to chew on. But it's so interesting because I wonder, like, how much of it is it's the perfect thing to chew on,
mm-hmm.
or is it that she sees that I have it all the time, and so she thinks that it must be...
That's the fear. That's what I think about all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what I think about is just, like, he sees that I'm, like, glued to it,
mm-hmm.
and then he thinks this is all he knows. This is all he knows. That is, like, the thing to pay attention to. He has no guilt about, like, I'm on my phone too much, or that's a bad thing,
mm-hmm.
or that's a negative thing in your life at all. He just knows that that's...
normal.
That's mom's... what mom carries in her hand.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Off topic.
Yeah. I try to put it away out of reach more, and I've tried... because there's also the TV thing,
mm-hmm.
and I just personally don't like being in a silent house all day.
Yeah.
And before having Everly, my like go-to, whether I was working or cleaning or whatever, having the TV on in the background was mm-hmm. like the normal way to like.
Sure, and that's a lot of people.
Yeah. But obviously with Everly, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, like, nursing is kind of boring.
Yeah. 100%.
Like, nursing is boring, and I don't really want that thing we're talking about with, like, she's experiencing this, like, intimate, loving moment with me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm, like, scrolling through my phone. So I've tried to embrace the podcasts. And music, but podcasts can be a little bit more, like,
mm-hmm.
engaging.
Because
then there's noise, there's something to engage my brain, but my phone can be, like, across the room, and I can be, like, more engaged with her as I listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to be looking at the TV or the phone or anything, but
yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah.
But we shared in our last episode, I think it was, how much we enjoy the Marco Polo app, too.
Exactly.
And so, like, that is a big, big reason I have the phone a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or my mom, Everly's grandma, lives really far away, and so we try to FaceTime her almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because Everly changes so much. She wants to see all that.
And it's her only grandchild.
And it's her first and only grandchild, and mm-hmm. so... that's an interesting thing, too. They mm-hmm. say that, like, they, whoever they is, but that no looking at screens until at least a year old,
mm-hmm.
and then only, like, FaceTime video chat.
Mm.
But she doesn't...
I didn't hear that. I have never heard that. I just heard the thing about, like, not watching TV until 2, I think?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's... again, even when we're FaceTiming my mom, a lot of times I'm looking at my mom
mm-hmm.
and pointing the camera at Everly.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just wants to eat the phone. And if I try to, like, show her, like, look at grandma mm-hmm. on the phone, it's just grabbed and, like, right in her mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what she thinks it is.
Yeah, that's the thing, is technology has changed so much, so we don't know. We don't have a generation before them to kind of, like, compare it against.
What about, because your nieces and nephews are a little bit older.
Yeah. My sister has a pretty technology-free house. They do Friday night movie nights,
mm-hmm.
and that's about it. So mm-hmm. they kind of err on that side of things, which I think is good for them. They don't have iPads.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. And their school is very tech-free as well. So I think that's been good for them. But
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what other people have different strategies. But for them, what they think it is, they definitely know what FaceTime is and they enjoy that. I mean, I remember FaceTiming them when we were abroad.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it was good. But I don't know. To me, they don't seem that different to my childhood at this point so far. But they're 6 and 3, so we'll see.
I don't ever remember my mom restricting technology use.
Even TV?
Even TV.
Hmm.
But I don't remember wanting to watch that much TV.
See, and I was different. My parents restricted my technology, my TV, to Friday night movie nights.
Okay.
And we had restricted computer use when we got a computer, which was when I was like in third or fourth grade or something like that.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to watch TV. Hmm. And so we never had the TV on as children at all. But if I went to a friend's house, like, my eyes were glued to the TV. Like, I just had this, like, urge to watch it, I think because it was so sensory and I didn't have it at my house.
Yeah.
And, like, my friends would fall asleep watching the movies at sleepovers and I couldn't because I was glued to the TV and things like that.
Interesting.
So I don't disagree with what my parents did at all, but it did have that kind of, like, I can't have it, so I want it.
Like the forbidden fruit kind of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. My brother, obviously the same, my brother grew up in the same house,
mm-hmm.
and he, I mean, part of it, he's a boy.
Yeah.
So he, I think, got, like, a little bit more into, like, video games mm-hmm. and TV shows, and we only had one TV for a lot of our childhood, but I don't remember, like, fighting him super much for it. I don't know, I just, like, definitely liked playing outside. I really liked doing crafts, like, mm-hmm. I remember the neighbors we played with a lot of the time, we would spend most of our time, at least in the summer, outside in the pool, and they had a Sega Genesis, which we didn't have video games at that point, and I thought it was really cool. But even, like, thinking it was really cool, I remember it would be, like, the thing we would do when we went inside for, like, a swimming break over lunch.
Mm.
I don't ever remember it being a thing that we had to be, like, pushed back outside away from.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's really interesting. I can't imagine really how...
what it's going to be like.
How it'll play out with Everly. And I think, like, there is something, too, like you said, when something's forbidden...
Mm-hmm.
Or not even forbidden, that's kind of strong, but, like...
limited.
Limited, it becomes, like, more attractive.
When there's rules about it.
Because I've seen that with, like, college students. Like, people who come from families who don't have, like, consume any alcohol
mm-hmm.
and things like that. Or, like, it happens with junk food, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes it feels like as soon as they have that freedom, they... just go, like, gung-ho for this thing, like, in excess, because
mm-hmm.
it was, like, taken away. I don't know, so it's really interesting. I don't know.
But, yeah, you don't want to have no boundaries. It's like, how do you strike this moment? You're not going to get it right. You just have to...
right. And...
have good intentions. Talk it through with your kid.
Yeah. We, our kids, will have way more access.
Yes.
Compared to what we had.
Do you think, like, a lot of people are saying lately that these generations, the kids who are, like, in school right now are going to completely swing opposite and rebel against technology and social medias?
I don't know. I just listened to someone I know, another mom, her kids are, her eldest daughter is a freshman at UW-Milwaukee. She just finished her freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And she just started a podcast, and they just interviewed her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about social media and its role in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, intense.
Hmm. In what way?
Just, like, so focused on it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
She's so focused on social media and, like... the validation from it, the, just how much it's, like, the social norm amongst her peers.
Sure.
Like, she was saying, like, this is a girl of a family of faith, and, like, who I believe to have personal faith, mm-hmm. and she's on Tinder.
Sure.
Just, and not even to date people, just for, like, the validation of being swiped whatever way.
Oh, my gosh.
On.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, and, like, she was saying that...
Oh, no.
She...
I could not do that to myself. Oh.
Yeah, and she has this, like, she needs to post the right pictures on social media, mm-hmm. and, like, they need to be approved by her friends before she posts it, and just really curating this, like... And, like, she was talking...
Does that make you feel old?
Oh, like, yeah.
Because I didn't really know that that was... Like, I knew it was a lot...
It does. It
but
does.
But I was
make
like,
me feel
I thought maybe it's dramatized a little bit, like in movies, but I'm like, oh, okay, no, that's a real thing.
Yeah, and I've seen it with the college kids we work with, mm-hmm. but it was really interesting to have one, someone talk
being
on so candidly,
yeah.
Being asked questions by someone who doesn't understand it as mm-hmm. like her parent. Her,
sure.
And so it was so weird to me. And I mean, you're a little bit younger than me. So maybe it was different for you, but we, neither Andrew nor I had a smartphone until after college.
After college? Wow.
Yeah. We were graduated and married before we had our first smartphone. Mm. We didn't have Netflix until we graduated college. Mm-hmm. And so, like, even that I've noticed, like, talking about the access. So when I was a kid, we had cable at some point. But, like, we didn't have streaming services, mm-hmm. so we were limited to what was live on television, mm-hmm. our collection of VHSs,
mm-hmm.
or, like, the weekend trip to Blockbuster.
Yep.
And so I think that was part of why I could, under my own, like, will, walk away from technology,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't have unlimited access, entertainment mm-hmm. access.
That's funny. I don't know. I was pretty different. Like, in high school, when we had a computer and I got Facebook, and even a phone that wasn't a smartphone, mm-hmm. I was pretty addicted. I mean, Jake and I started dating when I was 16, and we were constantly texting. Not even, like, no emojis, no gifts, no whatever. But, like, I was so addicted. My parents would take away my phone.
Yeah.
And I'd, like, text them on my friend's phone and be like, my parents are such a jerk.
I didn't have unlimited text messages until, I think, my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
So, it was a little different.
Yeah.
My big thing was, like, middle school, like, Yahoo Instant Messenger, AOL Instant mm-hmm. Messenger. That was a big thing. I did spend, in my teen years, did spend a decent amount of time on the computer. It wasn't mm-hmm. MySpace. Or it wasn't mm-hmm. Facebook, it was MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
But
such a big topic, and
it wasn't this, like, I enjoyed it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't ever remember feeling super defined by it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, some
sure.
of that I think
defined
is,
by it.
Some of that
mm-hmm.
I think is my personality.
Yeah,
I don't tend to need a lot of, like, external validation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what this unlimited access will do in Everly's generation.
Mm-hmm.
I know in, like, current college students, because we work with college students, it's really hard to get FaceTime with them because
mm-hmm.
they don't come out of their dorm room because they don't run out of DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
They can just binge show after show after show,
mm-hmm.
and they have constant, unlimited entertainment
mm-hmm.
without having to walk out their door.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is what I see to be really different.
But I think that's what can be life-changing, though. Like, in what people, I mean, the human soul is attracted to real human community. And I think that that is, you know, what can be life-changing for some people when you really do get
yeah.
to be with them. It might make that small time even more impactful.
Yeah. I think that's what I want to try to bring it back. Like, that's what I want with Everly, and that's what I want within our family.
Mm-hmm.
Is not to villainize technology.
Mm-hmm. That's a losing battle.
Yeah, but to have it in a rightful place where meaningful connection amongst us as a family, amongst other families and their kids and friends, is more attractive
sure.
than
yep.
than the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And that entertainment can be something that not pulls us away from people,
mm-hmm.
But like you said, like family movie night, like things that we can, that even in its like less personal, interpersonal, whatever,
mm-hmm.
is still bringing us together.
Yeah. And that's my hope too. And I think that's why I get nervous, because I'm like, the whole attraction thing. You want the family time and the outdoor time to be so attractive. Do I emulate being more attracted to my phone or being more attracted to family time and game night and reading books and whatever? And I think that's, mm-hmm. not that I have an answer to that, but that's like my bottom line where I'm like, okay, that's kind of the lens I want to view this through.
Yeah, that's interesting, because since Everly was born, because I love to read, I've always loved to read,
mm-hmm.
but I've been reading Kindle books on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because
she doesn't know the difference. Yeah.
But she doesn't know I'm reading.
Yeah.
And like right now it doesn't matter. Like she doesn't, she wouldn't know if I was reading a book or a ebook.
Yeah.
But when you said that, that makes me think, like, I want to show her a love
mm-hmm.
for reading,
mm-hmm.
not a love for staring at my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't consider it reading when Andrew is reading ESPN articles.
No, I don't either. Yeah.
On his phone.
Yeah.
That's,
mm-hmm.
in my mind, that's not reading.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as she starts to get a little bit older, I think I will have to either actually bust out my super old e-reader.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll invest in like an updated e-reader.
It can't be that expensive these
they
days.
They can't be. They can't be. Mine doesn't have lights or anything, so it's like, and you have to plug it in to load the books on
it. That's probably not.
Yeah. Because that's at least still one-handed.
A different thing.
You know,
yeah.
As a mom, like, it's nice to have something one-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
If I'm sitting in the car with Everly while Andrew runs into a store because she's sleeping in her car seat or something, like, I'm trying to make conscious efforts to spend less time on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to reading.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
always have a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That
yeah.
is interesting to think about.
Yeah. Well, I think some parenting advice that I've gotten is, like, you have to show like an exaggerated excitement for your kids to like catch on, or like everything you do that you want to model kind of has to be almost exaggerated, and then they'll kind of catch it, you know what I mean,
like over the top.
Yeah, a little bit. Not necessarily for all things, but you know, because you always think that you're modeling something. Like,
is it like, don't just eat your broccoli, be like, broccoli.
Yeah,
like,
kind of like that kind of thing. Or, you know, oh, I'm a generous person. You know, I give here and there, but like, maybe your kids don't notice. Like, you have to make it be a little bit more intentional. Take that extra step.
To explain it and really show it, not just do it.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Which is, I'm sure, applicable for all things, not just technology.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I like how you talked about outside time. Jake and I did put our TV in the basement storage area.
Yeah.
So that was a step for us. We've never done that before. I actually asked Jake to do that for me for my birthday because I just wanted to try it. Because we're not getting rid of it.
Did I miss your birthday?
No. It's July 2nd.
Oh, okay.
No. But just like, I was just eager to do it. Because I wanted to go on more walks and read and whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was one step that we did, and we thought, hey, wouldn't this be a fun family tradition to do this every summer?
Yeah.
So not saying we're never going to have a TV, but like when the weather is nice,
mm-hmm.
you really have we don't have a reason. And so that was something that we did, but.
Yeah, I told Andrew that you did that, and at first I didn't tell him the summer part. I
mm-hmm.
just told him you put your TV in the basement. And I was like, because I've been interested. We went to an older couple who goes to our church's house, and they just had a projector in their
mm-hmm.
living room.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't take up, like, visual space
mm-hmm.
in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they're more expensive, so we can't do that. And
mm-hmm.
he's like, yeah, we couldn't get a projector because it has to be quality enough, because Andrew's really into sports. Like,
mm-hmm.
You have to be able to watch the Packer game without it being super pixely. And
mm-hmm.
anyway, but then I told him for the summer, and I feel like that would almost be doable. Like, I want to talk about it more
mm-hmm.
because
there's no real sports that they're interested
in. We're not into baseball.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And so, if it was from when the Packers, like, from the start of summer till when the Packers start,
yeah,
I think that could be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and it's like, TV, it's all right in the winter where we're from because it's like there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
But summer, it's like make use of that time.
Yep. Well, thanks for letting us crash the podcast. Hopefully you all liked hearing what we have to say, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yep. That's all I got.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now it's time for a dadly joke. What do you call a fat baby moving around on his hands and knees?
I don't know, Jake. What do you call it?
A chub crawl.
A chub crawl? It's like a pub crawl, but for a fat baby. Oh, I get it.
And if you love that joke, I told it. If you hate it, Laura made it up.
Oh, goodness.
To say.
So is that a momly joke then?
That's a momly joke. And someone who talked in this podcast, I felt it was fitting to introduce. See, mom works really well because she is momly. Because her last.
Oh, wow.
But also, it's
that
momly.
Works for both of you.
Ooh. That's true. I never thought of dadly in that sense, but I am dadly. Like if you put a space between it.
Yes.
Andrew, what's your favorite item this week?
Okay, this favorite item I'm equally excited about as much as I am frustrated with the whole diaper situation. So, for a long time, my daughter has been really interested in one of the what I call the modern hazards of a household, which is charging cables. Charging cords everywhere, right?
Yep.
I was thinking back about it in my childhood. I was like, I don't remember charging cords really ever being an issue. Now they're plugged in everywhere. We got them like all over. So Your phone is never out of juice. And so she loves
just in case you need to walk 5 more feet.
Yep. She loves to suck on those things. Like she'll go hunt them down. She will make, like I said, those long distance excursions. If she sees a cord off in the distance, she will go to get that cord, skipping over toys, human beings. She would go right past me for it. That is her main thing that she has chosen to love in this world, unfortunately. So I found a replacement for it, though, that is safe. And I'm really, really excited about it.
Wait, are you literally having a fake cord for your baby?
Yes. So okay, they make these what? Cords that are made to actually wrap up other cords. I don't know if you've seen these. Yes, they're called gear ties. And it's like a bendable cord that stays in whatever shape you bend it into. So So if you bend it into a circle, it would stay in a circle because it's kind of that.
Sure.
I don't know what that would be. I don't know. Bendy. That's the best word I can think of. It doesn't go back to its original shape. But they make them to tie around cords and tie around other things. You can use them for different tech stuff or garage stuff or whatever. So it's actually a home improvement kind of tool. But It's rubber all around, fully coated in rubber, no pieces to come off. Because it's bendy and can be wrapped around things, you can wrap it around shopping carts.
Okay.
You can wrap it around anything while you're out and about.
Oh, so this is this chewy thing that you can. Okay. I'm liking this thing more. In the beginning, I was imagining you literally bought a cord that you had fake plugged in, and I'm like, dude, that's so freaking lame.
Oh gosh, no, never. Yeah.
Okay, this is much better. This is actually a usable item.
Yeah, this is a usable item that is purely the same sort of shape as like a thick cord. And it does the trick. She buys it. She likes it. She goes around the grocery store chewing on it, wherever we are. Pretty much now it just comes with us. And it's really not very hard to carry around because it's just a cord. So it might actually be useful for us someday, too.
That's a huge lifesaver, though, because if she's constantly chasing after cords, if he already has a cord in her mind that she can just chew on, that's a big weight off your shoulders, too.
Yep. It's called the gear tie. You can get them in different lengths. You're not going to drop more than maybe like $7 or $8 if you buy a really long one. Mm-hmm. I got like a 6-incher for like $4. You get 2 of them, I think. And so we have a gear tie to go and a gear tie at home. cool. That's the best way we found it to work. So
I see him now. I may have seen these things before, actually.
I did take a nibble myself to see how it tasted.
Good.
It was actually pretty pleasant. I'll say that. If I was ever really stressed, I could chew on that.
Oh, yeah. I do know what these I've played with one of these.
Oh, I'm sure you have. They're pretty popular.
I'm like a kid. No, these were fun. When did I get one of these? I'm trying to recall when I got it. I had a couple of these, and I was playing with them all around, like twisting them and turning them. Yeah, these are fun.
Yeah, she likes it.
Adults or children. Cool. Well, for my item this week, I am choosing an item called the Baby Jogger.
Ooh. And
this one is a fun little jogging stroller. I don't jog. I don't run. I hate running. So don't think that about me. And no, you were a cross-country runner, but I've never, enough said. I don't like running. But this jogger, it's a three-wheeled one, and what's really fun about it is it keeps Sully in reasonably well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a super heavy-duty anything, but it allows him, like, a really wide range of – there isn't much stroller coming, and basically nothing past, like, basically he gets a super wide view. It has a little top that flips up. But the main thing is our sidewalks are pretty bumpy, and this one doesn't have wheels. It has, like, the inflatables.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's really – it has shock lore, and I can go around because it's a three-wheeler. It's easy to just push up, and the front pops up. You go over something. Like, it's been a huge lifesaver, and we got it for $20.
What? Nice.
That was an Amazon Marketplace – or no, Facebook Marketplace find. And also, the tires were flat, so we got an even better deal on it. And then I just pumped them up, and the tubes inside were good, so.
Sweet. You can replace the tubes on those. I've done it before.
See, but I was also, I could have called you, and then you could have helped me, because I don't know how to do that.
I don't know if all of them can, but I've done it before on one that I actually ended up using for deer hunting.
Really?
Yeah. Hunting. Long story, right. Long story.
Okay.
Some other time.
Fair. With that being said, it's a really easy item, and I am super glad we have it. We use it way more than I think we would any normal because it's so durable and easy to get around, and now I'm kind of even debating if we even want to get a bigger one until Sully gets way bigger.
Sure, that thing probably could hold up for a while.
Yes, that's my plan, but my item, I love it. Anything else before we wrap up, Andrew?
Put a gear tie on his stroller, and then he'll be really happy.
I'm going to buy a gear tie for myself.
There you go.
I'm going to put it on my desk at work and just play with it.
It's equally good for dads as it is for babies.
Yeah, it's a stress reducer.
There you go.
Well, cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. And next week, we will actually get to the podcast that we were supposed to record, and I'm going to figure out what's wrong with my internet.
Yeah, we are really appreciative for you guys having grace with us as we try to figure things out. We'll keep working on it and look forward to talking to you guys again soon. Thanks for listening to the Dadly Podcast. Make sure to like it and share it with your friends so that we can continue to expand what we're talking about and hear from more of you on what you guys want to know about from being a dad.
The dad life.
Dad life.
See ya.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Dadly Podcast, behind the scenes.
You know that new song that came out, like Old Country Road or whatever? The new rap/country song?
Oh, yep.
I got stuck. I don't even like it. I just got stuck in my head. And so we keep singing it about Sully, like, fuck that burr on my booty.
Yep.
And it sticks out that song to me. He's got Wrangler on my booty.
My dapper on my booty.